One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell and the Duke, Robert Nicosia in Master Control. We are here. Thanks for listening. We can't do this show without you and without great guests like the two that we have for you today. Later in the hour, we'll talk to Larry Bohannon. He's been writing and commenting about golf for the Palm Springs Desert Sun since the 1980s. Last week, he wrote a column about TV sports covers that was picked up by Golf Week and later reprinted in USA Today. And today we will pick Larry's brain about the future of televised golf and televised sports in general. Hint, three words, pay-per-view. Larry Bohannon joins us today here on Tee to Green. Up first on the show, another return guest, Gavin Deere, the COO of a company called ShotScope. It's a real interesting segment. ShotScope has a new app called My Strategy, and using that tool, Gavin will detail how the average non-professional golfer would compare to the PGA Tour players and how they recently played Pinehurst number 2 last week at the U.S. Open. Gavin Deere, back with us today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now heard on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place on the all-new Sirius XM app, the SXM app. Also, Tee to Green stream live at sportsbyline.com. Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up and talking golf with Gavin Deere. That's next here on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Total.
At an amazing price?
Total.
With no contracts?
Total.
Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call Call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It is Tee to Green, the show by golfers for golfers, and we are your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. However you listen to Tee to Green, we do appreciate it. Welcome into another edition. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Robert DeCosa in Master Control, and Debbie O'Connell as well. Debbie, are you there?
I am, Jay. Wow, what a great lineup. It's going to be so interesting to hear how the amateurs would have fared at Pinehurst and how their strategy might be different. I am really looking forward to both of these guests we have. I mean, we're going to knock it out of the park again.
Our guests are Larry Bohannon. He'll be with us later in the hour from Palm Springs, where he has been writing and covering golf and sports since 1986 for the Palm Springs Desert Sun. We're going to talk to him about an article he wrote concerning the future of televised sports and how everything seems to be going to pay-per-view, especially for premier events. Our first guest ready to go, and we've had Gavin Deere on the show before. Gavin is the COO of a company called ShotScope. Last year, ShotScope introduced the My Strategy app feature for its line of GPS tracking rangefinders and watches. And as Debbie mentioned, it's a way that you can match your stats with any new course you are playing, get advanced insight on how to play each hole. And we're going to kind of use Gavin to apply that to last week and Pinehurst number 2, where they played the U.S. Open, and make some comparisons there between how non-professionals would have played some holes versus how the pros played it last week at the U.S. Open. Gavin is on the Tee to Green guest line with us right now. Hey, Gavin, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. I'm hearing a little bit of a buzz. I don't know if it's coming from you or from Deb. But I think we can proceed. I don't know if it's going out that bad over the air or not, but good to have you back with us, my friend. Did you watch the U.S. Open last week?
I did, and I don't watch a lot of golf anymore, but I was pretty fixated by the U.S. Open and the course in particular, how hard it played, right? It was great watching. It was a great tournament, but compared to the PGA Championship, it was just so much more engrossing for the viewer.
I thought so, too. Before we talk specifically about Pinehurst and how it played and how your new app can be used to match amateur stats versus professional stats, let's tell our audience, it's been a while since we've had you on, let's tell our audience a little bit about ShotScope and what it is and what you guys do.
Sure, yeah. So ShotScope's a Scottish company. You know, we're one of the leaders now in golf technology, and we produce rangefinders, GPS watches, but we really specialize in tracking, so shot tracking products. We've numerous different ways for the golfer to track their game, and you know, the whole ethos of ShotScope is really to use technology to speed up the game, but also use technology so you can learn and improve your game. You know, we don't have the hours that the pros do to go and practice, so you've got to be smart and use the time that you can on a range or on a putting green to maximize improvement.
Gavin, you mentioned using technology. Yeah. Go ahead, Divi.
I was just wondering, how specifically does the amateur implement that using this amazing technology? I think it's so fascinating how amateurs can help themselves get better so much faster today.
Yeah, it's a great question. So there's a couple of different ways. And we range from a manual process where the golfer will tag one of our unique tags that goes into the top of a grip against a device, or either the app or a handheld device, or if they're wearing one of our GPS watches, the watch automatically knows when you're swinging and what club you swing, and that data is all produced. So at the end of the round, the golfer's going to just hop on the app, download it from the device, and then the app will start to provide the golfer insights, right? So we use strokes gained predominantly to split the game out into four different sections: tee shots, approaches, short game, putting. Then we add a scoring element of strokes gained. So all of a sudden, the system, after 5, 6, 7 rounds, we're going to spit out, here's how far you hit each club, here's the areas of the game that you're losing against your peers. So you put your handicap in and we'll say, hey, oh, look, Debbie, your short game and your putting's not as good as your peers. So within that, we can start to analyze and look at, okay, it's short putting and it's bunker play, and here are the areas that you can go focus. And we then, you know, we put it even further where we have coaching accounts where you can go and connect with your teaching professional at your golf club, and you can send them the data so that when you go for a lesson and you're going to spend an hour of time with a professional, you can really hone in and say, look, this is the area the data's showing where I'm struggling the most.
Gavin, technology is technology. Some people are better at it than others. Is part of the challenge for ShotScope to make it as easy and simple for golfers who already have their hands full on a new course or a course they haven't played before, and so the last thing you want to worry about is how to make this thing work. So is that a real challenge for you guys?
Not really anymore. Back in the early days, that was something we spent a lot of time looking at, was, you know, we don't want technology to slow the game down. It shouldn't distract from the game. So some elements of the system mean that you're not going to see your data while you're playing. It collects all the data in the background. You just concentrate on playing. And at the end of the round, we'll show you what you did. So it's now really pretty refined. I mean, we've captured probably 450 to 500 million shots. So, you know, we've worked hard to make sure that technology is adding to your game. It's not distracting you from the game, right? Because that's key. You know, we're all out there to have fun at the end of the day.
So we are so interested in hearing how an amateur would have played Pinehurst, where the U.S. Open was played last week, just a fascinating event. So we have all this technology, the amateurs gathered the data. How would it help them go and prepare to play in a big event or just a fun round at Pinehurst? Number two.
Yeah, so Debbie, we do this for every major now. We'll take a look at what our users have done at that golf course. And we'll use a tool that we launched, Jay mentioned earlier, My Strategy, which is really going to allow golfers to take their data and plan rounds at golf courses that they haven't played before. The challenge is, as you'll be aware, is, you know, when we look at our golfers playing, they're playing almost a different golf course to what those pros are playing in the US Open in terms of distance alone. So, I mean, our golfers play the fourth hole at Pinehurst between 320 yards and 470. The US Open tees are 529. So we start to pull some data in to look, and what difference does that make? Well, suddenly amateur golfers, you know, we'll take an amateur standard golfer as 14 handicap, and we'll average out all of our 14 handicappers to get what that golfer would do. And they're struggling. So the fourth hole is a great example where they're going to hit the ball 250 yards off the tee, and their dispersion will be 90 yards. Well, the fairway width is 45. So there's immediately a problem. Right?
Yes. A lot of amateurs will resemble that remark.
Exactly. But some of the things that get really interesting are, you know, from 100 yards at Pinehurst, short scope golfers miss the green 50% of the time. Or they hit the green 50% of the time. And we all watched a couple of weeks ago. It's not a great place to go missing greens.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, Gavin, we need to take a quick break. We're going to pick it up on the other side, though. Gavin's going to stay with us and do a couple of segments. Gavin Deere, COO of ShotScope, a former European Tour player, with us today on Tee to Green.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. One out of two One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers, and you found it once again. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert DeCose is in Master Control, and we will get back to our guest, Gavin Deere from ShotScope, in just a second, but I got a quick message from our friends at Divot Magazine for you, all about Colorado's premier golf discount program, the 2024 Green Saver. Are you tired of paying too much for golf? Well, now there is some relief out there. You check out the Green Saver. It's available in book or mobile format. You can save with half off, two for ones, other discounted green fees. Plus, there's discounts available on cart rentals, equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and much, much more. And it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, just $49 for the Green Saver. And best of all, the more you play, the more you're going to save. For those $49, you can enjoy some great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, check out greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again.
And we are talking with the COO of ShotScope, Gavin Deere. And Gavin, when we were talking before the break, you were explaining to us hole number four at Pinehurst number two, that the average amateur middle teen handicap dispersion is 90 yards left to right for a fairway shot when they hit it 250 off the tee, and the fairway of number four is only 45 yards wide. So that's where we left off. Let's explain the rest of the hole and the challenges for amateurs playing that course.
Yeah, and to be honest, it's then really just difficult, right? So, you know, we're looking at golfers. If they're going to go play those back tees, they're going to struggle to hit the fairway. Even when they can get themselves into a position where they're 100 yards away, they've got a 50% chance of hitting the green. We've seen how difficult it is around the greens. And, you know, what our guys do is they have a look at the whole course and they see what stands out. And what really stood out was par threes. So we've had over 1,000 golfers go out and play at Pinehurst number two. We've never had a golfer get up and down out of a par three bunker. Our guys eventually came and said, look, the par threes are the stuff of nightmares from the tees that our golfers play on, let alone going back to the U.S. Open tees.
It's funny you bring that up about up and down out of a par three bunker. It wasn't a par three bunker, but it was an up and down out of a bunker on 18 that actually won the championship for Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, absolutely. And to be honest, that'll be the shot of the year. That was incredible. And, you know, it's probably one of the highlights that we do the most to our golfers is going and saying, look, you want to improve at the game of golf, go and spend time with a PGA professional and go and spend time in a bunker. That is what costs golfer shots. You know, it's near impossible around most courses to avoid bunkers, but they're the ones that cost the most shots to amateur golfers, both fairway bunkers and greenside bunkers. So you probably find that with a lot of courses, especially the harder courses out there in the world, that they're just going to highlight what we already know, but they're going to highlight it in a much more dramatic way.
Well, speaking of that shot by Bryson DeChambeau, before that there was a missed putt by Rory. And Gavin, you had a chance to play with Rory when he was just 17 years old, and you commented how he stood out at that point. You've had a front row view to his career, you know, with his amazing start early on, and now a 10-year drought. How do you think Rory will respond to what happened at the U.S. Open?
Yeah, it was, I have to say, it was really hard to watch. I've got to say, I've really taken to Bryson over the last couple of years. I didn't really mind who won, but it was hard to watch with Rory. You know, I don't think the putt on 18 was the one that's the killer. It's the one on 16. Yeah. I mean, the putt on 18 moved a lot. You could see that. That was not an easy putt, and it probably wasn't given justice of how tricky a putt that was. You know, forget about even being the last hole of a major and being in contention. Rory's a strong guy. I firmly believe he's going to win more majors. He's got to go and take the, hey, I was right there. Once again, I know I can do it. I just have to keep giving myself opportunities. I'll be right there. But, hey, anybody that's played this game, they know how difficult it is to take at times, and it's hard sometimes to find the silver lining in sort of those events, but he's just got to take it. He's got another chance next month at Troon, golf course which will suit him, a type of golf which, you know, he's won before, he's won British Opens before, but you've got to believe he's going to win one. He's there too often.
How would something like ShotScope help the professional golfer as well as the amateur golfer, as something you've shared as playing any course around the world if they haven't played it before?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and this is something that's not really talked about. A lot of these professional golfers, this is exactly what they do. They go out, they have the benefit of practice rounds, but in those practice rounds, they're already aware of what a lot of the options are, the areas of a course that they shouldn't be going at, the areas of greens and misses that they shouldn't be at, and they use those practice rounds to confirm that. So, you know, they're using tools like MyStrategy all the time. The key is, you know, opening up to amateur golfers and starting to educate amateur golfers on here's what you're going to see. Here's areas and things that you need to be aware of. So it's just something that's not discussed a lot by pros, really. You know, I suppose it's maybe the boring part of the preparation of a golf tournament, but they're doing it. Trust me.
Gavin Deere is the COO of ShotScope, ShotScope.com. For more information, it's the industry leader in advanced GPS and shot track technology. They unveiled My Strategy that allows golf travelers, competitive tournament players, as you just mentioned, or any golfer playing a new course to plan ahead by matching stats and getting advanced insight on how to play each hole from tee to green. Gavin, what are you guys working on now? Are you just working on improving the My Strategy app, or are you got some new things in the pipeline?
No, we're constantly bringing out new features, both to our devices. So anybody that has a ShotScope device, they'll get new updates probably every quarter. And then on the app side, we're currently trying to go and we're working on some stuff that's going to open this up so that we can average it out a little bit more, show it to some of the non-ShotScope users so they can start to understand. You know, we want all golfers to benefit from data. You know, the greatest advantage is having your own data to look at. But hey, if we can help educate other golfers, we'll take that opportunity as well. So we're going to open it up a little bit. That'll probably come in the next couple of months. And, you know, continually to work on, improve, add some more features to our existing product line as well.
One more major to go, the Open Championship. Are you heading? Will you be there in person?
I have some tickets. Normally, I go to the Open, but I don't really see any golf shots. I kind of sit and doing various meetings. You know, it's sometimes hard to go and watch people that you played with when they're sort of playing golf. I don't know why. I've got to say it's a phenomenal golf course. And the weather here, we had a really wet March and April, but it's been very dry since then. So you're going to see a really bouncy brown links course, which is, you know, what we want for the British Open.
All right. I hear the music. We're out of time, but thanks once again to Gavin Deere for joining us today here on Tee to Green. As I said, for more info on the My Strategy tool, go to ShotScope.com for more information. Gavin Deere, ShotScope. Gavin, thanks, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks. Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Gavin.
Gavin Deere. Larry Bohannon, we'll talk golf with him next as Tee to Green continues right after this.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy? Totalmente. And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely. Totalmente. Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at lowes.com/Milo's rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See lowes.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See lowes.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do every week here on Tee to Green, the golf show, and we couldn't do it without you. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell, and our next guest is ready to go. On the Tee to Green guest line, Larry Bohannon's been covering golf in the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs Desert Sun newspaper, since the 1980s as a golf writer, a sports writer, and a columnist. And we've had Larry on the show before to talk about the LPGA Tour, especially when it was making a regular stop there in Palm Springs in the desert. And before we get to talking about TV golf and the way golf is being televised these days and in the future, Larry, we were talking. Well, welcome. First off, welcome back to the show, Larry. Good to have you on.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we were talking the other day when I called you. You dropped the hint that there's a chance the LPGA Tour, and this will be of interest to Debbie especially, that the LPGA Tour may be coming back to the Palm Desert area.
Well, I think there's a lot of movement trying to get the LPGA to kind of recognize that while they left here, the Dinosaur Tournament, that most people know it as the Dinosaur Tournament, now the Chevron Championship, after 51 years at Mission Hills Country Club in Rancho Mirage, left and moved to Houston. And now there are a lot of efforts to try and get the LPGA to realize that maybe they made a mistake in leaving the area entirely. The city of Indian Wells has acquired the hosting rights to the Epson Tour Championship, which is the LPGA's developmental tour. That will be played this October out here. And the city of Indian Wells is very upfront about the fact that the reason they got the Epson Tour Championship is because they want the LPGA to come out here and look at their golf courses at the Indian Wells Golf Resort and the time of year and the number of people who will show up and say, hey, maybe this is our chance to get back into one of the golf meccas of the country. Maybe not by 25, but certainly maybe by 2026.
Well, that is exciting news because I have been out to that event many times at Mission Hills, and it's always been well attended, and the whole energy in the area is just lifted when the LPGA would come to town. So I'm excited about this news and the possibility of returning back to the area.
Yeah, I think it was one of the great tournaments on the LPGA. Unfortunately, it ran into sponsorship issues, as happens from time to time. It was sponsored by ANA, the ANA Inspiration is what it was called, sponsored by ANA, a Japanese airline. And they just couldn't match what Chevron was going to give the LPGA. I don't blame the LPGA for doing what Chevron kind of wanted, which was to move to Texas closer to where Chevron does business. Because Chevron's given them a lot of money, put them on NBC instead of Golf Channel. And it's a good deal for the LPGA. But not being in this desert is a bad deal.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hoping something positive happens there for the folks in Palm Springs and at Indian Wells especially. Okay, you wrote an article recently entitled U.S. Open's Peacock Debacle is Just the Beginning for Pro Golf Fans. So that caught my attention, and it caught a lot of people's attention. Because lately, especially when it's a major championship weekend, I get up and I go to my TV, I grab the remote, and I go to NBC or CBS looking for golf in a major championship, no golf. I think, okay, I go over to Golf Channel looking for a major championship, check that out, no golf. I try ESPN, no golf. I try USA, no golf. And then finally I get wise, grab my phone, and I Google U.S. Open coverage or whatever, and it tells me it's on Peacock or some other pay-per-view network.
And it doesn't help because I'm not a subscriber. And is, I think a lot of people are in the same boat there.
Yeah, this kind of came to a point at the U.S. Open this year where a lot of the U.S. Open, a couple of hours a day at least, were exclusive to Peacock, which is a pay-per-view subscription that NBC and Comcast run. And so you had to have three different television channels in order to watch everything for the U.S. Open, because some of it was on USA, some of it was on NBC, and most of it was on NBC. But some with some exclusive stuff with Peacock. And if you're not a subscriber, even at its most basic level, which I think is only maybe $10 a month, you were going to miss a lot of stuff. And in particular, you missed, let's say, Rory McIlroy making a birdie on the 18th hole in order to tie for the lead on the second round. I think if you got up in the morning to watch the early starters, you weren't going to see that unless you have Peacock now. I'd love to say this is unique to golf or unique to Peacock, but it's not. ESPN Plus has been doing this with the PGA Tour for several years now. You can watch early round coverage on ESPN Plus, but of course you have to subscribe to that streaming service.
You have to pay, yeah.
More and more often that's happening.
Well, and you know, you say, or people say it's only $10, but you know, $10 for Peacock, $10 for Netflix, $10 for ESPN Plus, $10 for Apple TV, it adds up.
It does, and particularly if you're a National Football League fan, because they, of course, have their Thursday night games on Amazon Prime. They had a playoff game on Peacock last year, and I'm sure they will again this year. And then, of course, their two Christmas Day games this coming year are going to be on Netflix. So now you have to have Amazon and Netflix and Peacock in addition to a regular cable subscription in order to see ESPN or CBS or NBC. So I think at some point people start to throw their hands up and go, not only is it costing me more, but I'm not sure even where all these channels are. How do I get from NBC to Peacock, kind of a thing? And, you know, it has a lot to do with the idea that these networks have paid a lot of money for broadcast rights, and they have to try and get their money back in some way, shape, or form. And one of those ways is subscriptions to streaming services.
And what has been the impact in terms of viewership? Has it gone down, and obviously not enough to stop the major sports entities from going this route, but has viewership dropped in those areas, on those
sure.
games?
Yeah, and the answer is yes, viewership has gone down, but not to the point where the sport or the streaming service says, excuse me, that this was a bad idea. People tend to follow their sports. People love their sports. The word fan is short for fanatic. And, you know, people will go anywhere they want in order to find whatever sport they like. The National Football League wouldn't be going to Netflix if the Peacock experiment last year with a playoff game hadn't worked.
Think eventually, like you said, Larry, that you know, people are going to throw their hands up? I have to get all of these. I know some feedback from my mom, who is in her early 80s, is she doesn't even know. Like, I went to watch Thursday Night Football, and how do I watch it? Like, I can't even find it. And just frustration, and some of her TV shows even are now on streaming. So it's causing a lot of frustration for many people out there. And will it reach a point of people saying, I'm not going to buy all of these?
It will reach a point people will say, I'm not going to buy all of these. But the thing that's happening more and more, particularly with younger viewers, is that they are cutting the cord. They are not subscribing to cable. They are viewing television on streaming services rather than cable. Cable has been the last bastion of live sports in this country. But every year you hear stories about how cable is losing subscribers. And that's because older subscribers who are familiar with cable either stop subscribing or, frankly, die. And younger subscribers have never been married to cable. They understand the concept of watching a football game on their iPhone as opposed to sitting in front of a big screen TV and watching it. So it's going to change. At some point, people will throw their hands up and get rid of some of these things or not follow their sport to some of these streaming services. Some of these streaming services have struggled financially to get enough subscribers to make it worthwhile. But for the next couple of years, I think this is what we're going to see. And in golf, as Jay mentioned, it really goes to the major championships. I'm not sure that people are all that concerned about, you know, what's happening at the Farmers Insurance Open or the John Deere. And if they're that fanatical, they can find ESPN Plus.
Right.
But when you start running the national championships or the major championships on these streaming services, that's when the more casual fan goes, "Hey, wait a minute, how come I can't find my game?"
Larry Bohannon with us from the Palm Springs Desert Sun. So, Larry, as far as let's hone in a little specifically on golf, since this is a golf show, are the powers that be in golf, are they aware? I mean, we can get on the radio and complain and you know, tell stories about how people are not happy or can't find golf coverage when they want to find it, especially in the majors. But is there any concern, or is this they just going powering straight ahead regardless of what the fans think?
I think it's follow the money. And the money right now is in having these events on streaming services. You can look this week at the KMPG LPGA event, the Women's PGA Championship. A couple hours every day this weekend were exclusive to Peacock. And then, you know, there isn't a little bit of an advantage to these streaming services in that if you don't want to watch the traditional broadcast on NBC of the Women's PGA, you can go on Peacock and you can find featured groups and things like that. I think we've all been spoiled by the fabulous job that the Masters does with its website during its tournament, where you can follow featured groups, so you can watch specific holes rather than the traditional broadcast. Peacock is offering the same thing this weekend for the Women's PGA Championship. So they'll still be on NBC. They'll still show the end of the tournament on NBC. But if you want an alternative viewing, you can go to Peacock, and if you want to watch early round stuff, you have to go to Peacock.
Well, the world is definitely changing, Larry. You've been around the sport for so many years. What changes have you seen over the years in the world of golf?
Well, you know, when I started covering back in 1986, the idea of watching golf on Thursday and Friday was still completely alien. You got to watch Saturday, you got to watch Sunday, maybe you got to watch 2 hours a day. Now you can watch pretty much every shot you want, whether you're watching it on television, whether you're watching it on your computer. You can follow a specific player around. The amount of information that is out there now, and a lot of it has to do with the advances in technology, gives you an opportunity to watch and to be more informed about golf than you've ever considered 3-4 decades ago. But of course it comes at a cost, and the cost is, well, literally a cost, money. So
yeah,
that's the biggest change, I think, is, I mean, we never used to see anything at the Masters except the back nine at Augusta National. Now you can see every shot every player hits.
Larry Bohannon. Larry, awesome as usual. The article's called U.S. Opens Peacock Debacle Just the Beginning for Pro Golf Fans. Online, you can find it. You can find it on Golf Week USA Today as well. Larry Bohannon. Larry, thank you so much. Good insight, and talk to you again soon, my friend.
Guys, we appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you, Larry.
That's Larry Bohannon from the Palm Springs Desert Sun. Good stuff.
be prepared to shell out more, and it'll really get a test with the Olympics coming up as well, as far as televised golf and paying for it there as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More of Tee to Green to follow right after this.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. Tee to Green continues. Lots of golf this weekend, and senior golf, the Tour Champions, are at Dick's Sporting Goods Open in Endicott, New York. Good leaderboard, and at the top, Stephen Ames, Padraig Harrington, and Ken Tanigawa are all tied, three-way tie, at 11 under par. Final round today on CBS. PGA Tour in Connecticut, TPC River Highlands for the Travelers Championship. Tom Kim, 18 under par. Scotty Scheffler, 17 under. Xander Schauffele, 16 under. And Colin Morikawa, 15 under, headed to the final round today. Cameron Young shot 59 yesterday. He's at 13 under par. Final round today on CBS. Wondering about Bryson DeChambeau. He and the other LIV golfers are in Nashville. Tyrell Hatton, 13 under par, the leader there. John Catlin, minus 10, three back. Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm are tied at 9 under, four back, heading into the final round, which is on the CW network today. And there is a major championship going on this week, Debbie, the Women's PGA Championship, Sahali Country Club up in Washington. Amy Yang, 7 under par, two shots better than Lauren Hartledge and Miyu Yamashita, 5-under, Sarah Schmelzel at 4-under, and five players, including Lexi Thompson, J.Y. Ko, Hinako Shibuno, and Lilia Vu, are at 3-under par, four shots back, heading into that final round today.
It will be exciting to watch, so tune in to the KPMG.
And it's on NBC and